100.7 The Tiger, Abby Lee here.
And Brittany Rose.
And we are on the phone with our friend, you healthcare hero of this week, Miss Caitlin Verrett. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Doing good.
Good. Being really good.
Yeah. So you are our healthcare hero for this week. So real quick, we just wanted to say thank you for everything that you do. And speaking of, what exactly do you do?
I am a registered nurse in the pediatric ER at Our Lady of the Lake Children's Hospital.
Oh, wow. So what made you want to go into that?
Well, I grew up around kids all the time, and my grandmother was actually a nurse. And so I saw firsthand how nurses can impact not just the lives of their patients, but also the lives of the families as well. Yeah. And I really just love helping people, and so it was just a great fit for me, nursing.
That was like the best answer ever.
It really was.
I love that. That was awesome.
And I'm sitting over here like, I like radio because I like to talk.
Right. So when did you graduate from FRANU?
I graduated in April. I was supposed to graduate in May.
Okay.
But they pushed up the date so that we could graduate earlier so we could start working earlier to help.
Oh.
So how did they kind of prepare you for this COVID-19
craziness?
Craziness is better than crisis. That's more accurate. Thing that we're experiencing right now.
I think they did the very best that they could to prepare us. I don't think anybody was fully prepared to handle what happened, but I think they did a really good job at teaching us proper protocols and like how to do things so that whenever we did graduate, we knew what to do going into it. We felt fully prepared. And I think that experience is really the best educator, and they gave us plenty of clinical experience. And so we felt fully prepared to handle what we were kind of thrown into.
Okay. So you had a lot of hands-on experience. What made you choose to go the FRANU?
I really loved the small class sizes. Mm-hmm. I toured it once, and I just liked the feel and the atmosphere. And I really agreed, and their core values and beliefs really resonated with me.
Oh, wow.
And I loved that they were a faith-based institution and that I would just be another, I wouldn't just be another number. I would also, they would know me by name.
Yeah.
And that, to me, really stuck out.
So, how old are you?
I am 26. My birthday is actually Friday.
Oh, my gosh. Happy birthday.
Yay! That's my brother's birthday.
Thanks.
That's awesome. And being a nurse is just something you've always wanted to do?
It has. It's been something I wanted to do since I was very young.
And you always wanted to do the pediatric side? Or you kind of, like, decided that once you got into school?
Well, I kind of had an idea that I wanted to do the pediatric route, but then we did clinicals and I got to tech there.
Uh-huh.
And it was just one of the best experiences ever. Kids are the absolute best, and they make going to work so fun, and uh-huh, they're so entertaining, and they do the craziest stuff, and it's just never a dull moment.
So
I love that.
With working with kids a lot, are you seeing a lot of the COVID-19 cases when you go to work?
It really depends. Some days we don't see many, and then some days we see quite a few.
Right.
I was actually surprised that we aren't seeing more kids, because I know in the adult world, they're seeing a ton of them. But
right.
I was actually kind of surprised with the numbers.
So what advice would you kind of give someone who's looking into going to FRANU?
I would say to just go and tour it. And if I don't think they're doing like campus tours right now, I think it's mostly virtual, but I would just say give them a try and look and see all the different programs that they have. Cause I know nursing is one of their big ones, but they also have like respiratory therapists, rad tech, PAs, all kinds of other things.
Mm-hmm.
And to really just give them a try and see if it's a good fit for them.
Yeah.
Cause I really think that once you try out, you'll really love it.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate it. And thank you for being our healthcare hero this week.
Thank you, guys.
Absolutely. And if you want some more information, you can go to franu.edu/hero. It's Abby Lee
and Brittany Rose
live with the Tiger.